Welcome to the Alleycast, Folk Alley's monthly podcast of exclusive musical performances and conversation. I'm your host, Matt Watroba. This is the Alleycast for October 2012. Coming right up, we'll hear a session with the Canadian trio, the Good Lovelies. This includes three live performances and a conversation with Folk Alley's Jim Bloom. We'll also hear a song from our open mic feature, Neil Swanger. Well, on a hot weekend in August, the Folk Alley RV headed out to Fayetteville, Arkansas to capture music at the Fayetteville Roots Music Festival. What follows is an excerpt from a performance by the Steel Wheels. To hear the entire performance, as well as many others from that festival, check out folkalley.com. For now, from the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia to the Fayetteville Roots Music Festival, let's listen to the Steel Wheels.
There's a rain coming down in the valley. We're gonna wash in the river so deep. Well, there's a rain coming down in the valley. Oh, Lord, there ain't no devil going where I go. Gather up the rain to come in. There's a rain coming down. Meet me out at the edge of town. There's a rain coming down. Tell everybody that the water's rising. There's a rain coming down. You think it's tame, but it'll put you in the ground. There's a rain coming down. Well, there's a rain, coming down.
Children here.
There's a rain coming down.
Like the roots that grow in the river for the tree. There's a rain coming down. If you get there before I do, there's a rain coming down. Tell what the water couldn't take from me. 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 Oh, tell what the water. Oh, there's a rain coming down in the valley. We're gonna wash in the river so deep. Well, there's a rain. There ain't no devil now.
tell another story. No, I don't speak French. Oh,
oh, oh, there they go again. Ring it like the sun when the day comes in.
How you guys doing out there? You doing okay? Yeah. Ah, Fayetteville, my goodness.
We love you.
We love you, Fayetteville. Yeah, well, we're from Virginia, and we don't get out this way too often, but whenever we do, we like to stop at Fayetteville, and it's become a nice place to be. Good roots here in Fayetteville. Bad roots joke. We want to do a song here that has its origins in West Virginia. A good friend of mine was out on the New River Gorge Bridge in West Virginia on a particular evening, and his name's Keith, and Keith was, he was having about as low of a day as he could get, and he was out there on the edge of this bridge that overlooks that gorge, and it's an amazing bridge if you ever see it. It's worth a stop. But that particular night, he parked his truck out on the edge of the bridge, and he walked out, and he stepped on the edge, and his plan was to jump off that bridge. And Keith had been through a lot. He was abused as a child, and he had a lot of demons, he would say, that sort of haunted him. And one of the things he said that he would always feel is he felt like he would fall up to the ceiling, and he would see himself as a child as if he was a third person in the room, and he never wanted to fall up again. And so he went out on that bridge to finally fall down. And as Keith stood out there, he heard the wind blowing and the water below him. And then he says that he started to think about a whole number of different things, including himself as a child and other children, and a number of things took him off of that bridge and made him step back to his pickup truck and try to start to make a new start for himself. And I knew there needed to be a song written for Keith, and this was our humble attempt. So this one goes out to Keith. He's on a tour of speaking to different groups about issues related to child abuse. He's been very active since the whole Penn State thing went down, and So he's become this champion for children after all of this. He's one of my heroes. It's called Lay Down, Lay Low.
As I stand on the river bridge, silent on this thirsty ridge, no more birds will sing for me on this desperate day. And I've walked far to make it here. I know my path is plain and clear. I will take to rest a final time on that clay.
Thank you. Sun is in the east, sun is in the west. Wake up in the morning, you just try to do your best. And you're gonna go up to that mountain. Hey, won't you go and carry me? Oh, and you can talk to me about heaven, but this is where I'm supposed to be. Take you far. Me, I got this whole world, and you got your new car, but it won't take you to that mountain. Oh, hey, where the Lord's gonna speak to me. Oh, he's gonna talk to me about heaven, 'cause that's where it's gonna be.
Thank you so much.
We just heard The Steel Wheels, recorded live at the 2012 Fayetteville Roots Music Festival. To hear the entire set, as well as many others recorded that weekend, head over to folkalley.com. This is the Alley Cast for October 2012. I'm Matt Watroba. Every month, we comb through the hundreds of up-and-coming artists who submit material on our open mic page at folkalley.com. This is a wonderful way to get your music out to a wider audience. Let's put the spotlight on this month's open mic feature, Neil Swanger. Based in Minnesota, Neil is making a name for himself by writing great songs and tapping into the rich Minnesota music community. Here's the song Michigan Moon. Our Folk Alley open mic feature for the month of October is Neil Swanger.
Driving up toward Green Bay, then east, the sun's in the rearview mirror. We both had some pretty tough weeks, wide knuckles try to steer. A few more miles, there's no telling what we'll find. All we gotta do is take a little time. We all gotta find our own ways to love and hope and breathe again. Some that just happens to be on the shores of Lake Michigan. You can't explain the way a city grips your mind. All we gotta do is take a little time for you and me and the moon and Lake Michigan. Flow right in and hair rocks that vanish from our sight. Kinda like those troubles that wash away quicker in the moonlight. crazy old world's got no reason or rhyme. All we gotta do is take a little time for you and me and the moon and Lake Michigan. Little to no chance for all that stormy weather, no. It appears conditions won't get much better for you and me and the moon and Lake Michigan. Sometimes this old world seems much worse than it should be. Couple days later, you're sitting and thinking how lovely. I won't question the scope or design. All I gotta do is take a little time for you and me and the moon and Lake Michigan.
That's the song Michigan Moon from our October Open Mic Artist of the Month, Neil Swanger. Hear more of Neil's music at the Open Mic section at folkalley.com. Are you a songwriter or performer of traditional music who'd like to bring your music to a wider audience? Consider heading over to folkalley.com and submitting your best material to Open Mic. You might just be the next Open Mic Artist of the Month. This is Matt Watroba. The Folk Alley Studios are located on the campus of Kent State University in Northeast Ohio, where we're lucky to get a steady stream of folk music performers passing through town. A little north of us in Cleveland, we caught up with the Canadian trio, the Good Lovelies, performing at the beautiful outdoor amphitheater in Kane Park. We captured three live performances and a chat with Folk Alley's Jim Bloom. Let's begin with some introductions.
Sure, I'm Caroline Brooks, and I sing the high parts, so mostly the soprano stuff. And I play acoustic and electric guitar and mandolin and banjo. Those are my instruments.
I'm Sue Passmore. I tend to sing the lowest parts and play guitar and some mandolin and a fair bit of percussion these days. And I think that's all. Every so often I get to play a bass, but that's rare now. Which is fine.
I'm Carrie O. I sing. These guys have demonstrated the high and the low. I sing in the middle of that, and we call that our Reggie formation, which we just make up stuff like that for fun. It means regular, but it sounds weird. And you guys are so far away. Maybe you're having trouble hearing me right now. I'm gonna tell you, Caroline sings so pretty, and so does Sue.
I have no idea what she just said.
Anyway, my name is Carrie O, and I sing the middle parts traditionally and also play acoustic guitar and banjo.
And Paul Matthew is your bass player. Who is?
Yeah, right now we're touring with a bassist. Paul Matthew is our handsome bass player.
Well, we're going to find out a little more about you and how your sound developed and where you think you're headed, but we need to hear some music, I think, so people can really get a feel for it. What would you like to do?
We're going to start off with a song called Made for Rain.
Sunny days when we've been driving such long hours. Our legs get restless, so we need to jump and run and laugh with one another. And if there is no sun,
no sun,
when we're far from home,
I'll say nothing, we'll sing to our spots.
Let the rain fall,
let it fall,
soak us to the bone.
By the worst of times, all things are made better when you have some friends. Get by with a little help.
Leaving Susan B for sandy beaches where the water's warm in the afternoon. I can do no dolphin kick, but I can spin in circles, float till the rise of the moon. Let the waves roll, wash us to the shore.
Oh, nothing will sink our smiles.
And if there is no sun,
no sun,
when we're far from home,
I say nothing will sink our smiles.
Let the rain fall, soak us to the bone.
Nothing will sink our smiles. Ba 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 da ba, ba 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 da ba.
If I set the table, would you cook for me? If I take your pillow, would you just laugh at me? If I stay up late, would you keep me company? If I make you wait, will you wait patiently?
Sing you a love song, would you write one for me? You could play me the fiddle while I fold the laundry. If I stay in all day, would you waste time with me? And if I want to wander, fix a plate for you. When you're sad and worried, I'll wrap myself around you. If we quit this place, you set up camp with me. So when the day is through,
Best I Know from the Good Lovelies. I'm Jim Bloom. This is Folk Alley. Was there a point in time where you knew, the three of you, that this is what you were going to do?
It's Carrie here. When I was 11, I wanted to be a rock star. I'm putting that in quotes because this is obviously not rock music, but it has become a modified version of that same dream, and I couldn't be happier. I couldn't be happier to have quit my job, my two best friends, hit the road. Now we're in Cleveland today and Australia a couple years ago, and someday, I don't know, China. Let's go there. What do you think? Yeah, I love it. It's always what I wanted to do.
And Sue, how about you? Was there a moment?
I mean, I never expected that I would be doing this, not at any point in time did I think this would be my full-time gig, but it wasn't until with these girls that it became a reality, and we were only about 8 months in when we realized that this is working. Things are going very well, and either I can choose to be a manager at my other job, or I can go on the road. And that was the easiest decision I've ever had to make, and that was the moment I knew I'm out of there. I'm hitting the road, and let's see what happens.
And so Caroline.
Yeah, I grew up with in a musical family, so for me, like, the dream of being a full-time musician was always present in the home. My dad's a songwriter, so he would talk about it a lot. And growing up, I sort of understood the real gravity of that. And, you know, you're raising a family, you're trying to do it. So for me, I was always conscious of it. I never, like Sue, I never thought, I always knew music would be a part of my life and that evenings and weekends I would be performing, but I never thought I could make a living doing it. And it was not until the three of us got together that I realized it was a possibility. We got so busy. We were doing our day jobs and working music in the evenings. And like Sue says, it was just such an easy decision to make. We all sort of leapt in together and made the leap. And that was 4 years ago.
This is Folk Alley. I'm Jim Bloom. We're at Kane Park. What's left for the Good Lovelies? I mean, what's ahead? What are you really dreaming to do or hoping to do?
I would dream of this become and remaining our full-time gig well into our 70s. So we're having no reunion tours because we're just going to do it with no break and still singing some of those old-timey songs that started this whole thing off. I would love to keep this going and just hit some new. We're doing a lot of touring in the U.S. right now, which has been fabulous, introducing ourselves to new audiences, and we've been overseas, and just to do that travel, it's a dream come true.
Did friends or parents sit you aside and say, are you sure about this?
Not for me. I worked for the government of Ontario, and the minister of the ministry that I worked for made sure to tell me that though he was proud that I was following my dreams, he was concerned with my decision-making skills as I was leaving my permanent job during a recession. That was quite funny. So he's got a good sense of humor. And I saw him at the Junos like after that and was like, hey, sir.
So he had the last laugh.
Sometimes I think of Mrs. T. She was always such a sweet lady. I went down to Montreal to trace her younger days. I had smoked cigarette and a broken phrase. I went down to Saint Laurent. Et c'est là que j'ai vu le ciel et la terre tout près de moi. Et c'est là que j'ai vu tout au même temps. Sometimes I think about Rita. She'll hunt down words just to feed ya. I wrote it down and wrote it out again. Now she lives across the que j'ai vu tout au même temps. Et c'est là que j'ai vu le ciel et la terre tout près de moi. Et c'est là que j'ai vu seduce myself. He must have shaken lots of hands, learned the language of many a man. I walked down.
We just heard Mrs. T, Made for Rain, and Best I Know from the Good Lovelies, recorded live for Folk Alley at a recent performance at Kane Park in Cleveland, Ohio. You can hear the entire interview right now on folkalley.com. This is Matt Wotroba reminding you that if you enjoyed the Alley Cast today, if you're a regular listener or subscriber to Folk Alley, why not consider becoming a member? Your financial support of this service is, quite frankly, the very thing that will ensure its success. Being a member has benefits. Check them out at folkalley.com. You just heard the Alley Cast for October of 2012. I had a blast bringing it to you. We'll see you in the alley. ¶¶